What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Several people going with the Tyrion Lannister Game of Thrones. We can't say that one.
No, it started with a belly full of wine.
Yeah.
And then
maybe a lady. Yeah. Yeah. Can't say.
Don't get me wrong. I like the tatted up whore, too.
So it said when you land, you have to have a speaker set up to play the wah wah sound. Wah wah wah. Yeah. Jumping into the volcano, though.
Also popular.
That prevents you from the Viking funeral. That is true.
Yeah. But that would, I mean, if you were going into a volcano, people wouldn't be like, but he didn't do the Viking thing.
I don't think they would, like, I want the Viking thing. It's just that no one will allow it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'd love it, like, if you put my ashes or something, like, just on the Viking barge and then sent me out to it, I'd be fine with that. But I know that, like, no one's going to actually let them put my corpse on a float in the Willamette.
Yeah.
Look, that's pretty kick-ass. Like, I would love someone to build a Viking barge and send me off from and light that thing on fire.
I mean, if you go somewhere remote enough.
Yeah, maybe.
And you find a friend good enough that doesn't mind.
But then again, then my family's dealing with a charred corpse, and it's a whole
and
thing.
And potential legal charges about disposal of the corpse.
I don't want to cause any problems.
That's the thing, is you don't want to leave a mess in either paperwork or otherwise.
No, it's nice and clean, right? That's why the ocean. The ocean's a good one for me. Just slip into the abyss, and what better way to go than in the bosom of the mighty Pacific Ocean? Everyone's had a crazy ex, but this may be the ultimate crazy ex and really the ultimate power move and also kind of the ultimate D move on the part of a family member. So this comes to us from across...
Not bringing your dead uncle to the bank for to sign a loan?
We'll ask you which is worse, bringing your dead uncle or what happened here. So this comes to us from across the pond. This is from... Britain. A man's world has been turned upside down by his ex-girlfriend. So, dated for many years, ugly breakup, she's still obsessed with him, and wanted to get back into his life, blocked her on everything, nothing to do with you, leave me alone. This goes on for several years where she's fixated on him and won't stop trying to get back into his life. What would you think is the most intrusive way you could get back into someone's life?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say that she found a way to... I'm going to say she found a way to impregnate herself and say it's his.
Married his dad.
Oh, that's worse.
Boom! Stepmom!
Wow.
Stepmom. My brother's terrible... This is from the sister now. My brother's terrible ex-girlfriend went on to marry our dad and has become our stepmom. Before admitting that the ex was, to put it nicely, as tactfully as possible, as Isaac Rob says, a bitch.
Jeez.
Resourceful little bitch.
Yeah. And, I mean, it goes on and on. She's still obsessed with him. When she found out that the brother was engaged, she became enraged and was very upset that she was not told about it at the same time. She demanded to be part of the wedding party. She said she displayed...
Wait, this is after she's become the husband of... Or the wife of the dad?
Okay. She's married to the dad.
So she marries in thinking, now they have to include me in stuff.
Yes.
And no.
No. So she's just, this is from the sister saying she's displaying obvious jealous behavior towards the new fiancé. The ex-boyfriends, her now stepson. The sister told how the stepmom would talk openly about how she wasn't as pretty or sociable as a certain ex-girlfriend of his was. She called his new fiance to ask her questions to make sure she was right for him, referring to herself as stepmother-in-law-to-be. However, the meddling didn't stop there. She made it clear she wanted to be included in the engagement party, where she was asked to make a speech.
Whoa, 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 whoa. This is on... Okay, if they let her make a speech, this is on them for letting her make a speech. Like, you don't get to say, hey, now that I'm your stepmom-to-be, I get to talk at this event when I used to be wanting this for myself and you. Like, you give her a microphone, you know, you're signing your own death warrant socially there.
So I guess she did attend the wedding. She said, in an act of petty revenge, this is now the sister and the other family member said that they managed to ensure that the photographer, they paid the photographer extra to make sure that she wasn't in any photos, which I guess she was enraged about. They took the family photos when she went to the can.
Karen, can you just scoot a little left? No, just a little further to the left. No, just a little. Okay, that's perfect, honey, right there.
Yeah.
Click.
They paid the bartender to give her non-alcoholic drinks.
Oh, wow.
So she kept ordering drinks, and under the table, the bartender. Vendors were feeding her non-alcoholic drinks. And
I wonder if she knew that, or if she started just acting all drunky.
They kept spilling drinks on her on purpose, which I thought was a nice one.
And I mean, I don't blame them for feeling that way, but now it feels like you're pushing some buttons.
When she tried to make her speech, the microphone suddenly became unusable.
See, at this point, I don't blame them for not wanting her to have a part in it. But I think that this is a fool's errand trying to let her believe she's going to have a part of it and then sabotaging it. That seems like you're opening yourself up to wait. Like, you're protecting her feelings by not telling her that she can't do this stuff. You're just sabotaging her ability to do it.
How about the fact that the dad was still invited to the wedding? Like, that's a bold move unto itself. I mean, it's one thing, by the way, kudos
right,
to
yeah, yeah. If my dad is marrying my ex-girlfriend, neither one of you are coming to the wedding. Neither one of you. I don't want to speak to you.
Someone said, so confused, why did the dad marry his son's ex? Because the dad was an old man. And I
she
guess
was probably
she was
younger and hotter.
She was a young hot that was willing to do stuff to the dad.
The dad had to know, I want to know how old and dumb the dad is.
Look, all I'm saying
or
is...
horny, I guess.
The key word there is horny. Like, I can see the dad, like, son, I understand this is uncomfortable, but she's willing to touch my penis, son. And no one's done that in a long, long time. And she's also 40 years younger than me, and she's willing to touch my penis.
You know what the solution to that is? Mm. Touch our penises more often.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And I'd like to believe that the son, while upset, at the same time was like, I understand. I understand, Dad. But that is the ultimate power move on the part of an ex. Oh, you won't talk to me? I'm not allowed at any functions? We're not allowed to hang out together? Watch this.
Well, it's almost like playing 4D chess, though, because it's a move that you didn't even realize was on the board.
No.
Like most people wouldn't even consider it because they wouldn't think it's a door that you could walk through. Like, that is...
And yet it happened.
...kind of next level.
And yet it happened. I wonder if the dad and the son talk about, like, you know... Hey,
maybe this is why he's invited to the wedding.
My father-in-law's penis lit up a room wherever he went. Power dynamics. Power dynamics from across the pond. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Kope Asashi, Club 1080, coming up next here on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.